Today's recording is sponsored by Lon Haber, Uri Yaakov, in honor of the yahrzeit of his grandmother, Mrs. Adelaide Cowett, who is also the great aunt of my wife. May her memory be a blessing for them, the entire family, and the entire Jewish people. The redemption that we are all waiting for, the redemption of all of reality, the perfection of all of humankind, the purpose for which the world was created, is all going to be brought about by the third temple, the third Beis HaMikdash that's going to be built by Mashiach. It's not just going to be a building in a very deep, metaphysical, profound way. That building of the third temple will channel God's essence to every single detail of reality to bring about its ultimate perfection. And that third temple, that great building, the sages teach, corresponds more to anyone else, corresponds to Yaakov Avinu, to our patriarch Jacob. The third of our patriarchs, the first two temples corresponded to Avram and Yitzchak, and the third one will correspond to Yaakov. But then the question becomes a tremendous question, as all the mefarshim, all the commentators are bothered by this. How could it possibly be that Yaakov, who is the secret of the third temple, when he first reached that spot, in Jerusalem, Mount Moriah, when he reached that spot upon which all the temples would be built, he went to sleep at the beginning of this week's parsha. And of course, we know that he didn't know that it was that holy spot, which in itself begs the question, how could he not know? As he says, "V'anochi lo yadati," I did not know that this was the house of God. But even if he didn't know, how could it be, why would God make it in such a way that his first moment upon entering that spot, when Jacob reached what will be the house of the Lord, he lied down and went to sleep? So the Lubavitcher Rebbe explained a very profound idea. Because when you lie down, vayishkav b'makom ahu, when you lie down, your head and your feet are exactly equal. They're on a straight line from each other. They're horizontal on the same level. When you're standing up or even when you're sitting, your head is above your feet, which is not just physically what makes a functioning human being, but in a deeper way, it's also what's in the head has to be above what's in the rest of the body. Your head, your mind controls your emotions. Supposed to happen like that, which in turn then controls your feet. That's what happens when you're sitting and when you're standing. But when you're lying down, your head and your feet are exactly equal. And that is the ultimate truth when God's infinite essence is revealed. What happens is automatically one comes to a state where one feels that indeed, vis-a-vis God, one's mind and one's feet are exactly equal, which of course is the secret of why in the temple we would bow down completely. Not like today when we pray, we only bow down slightly. In the temple, we would get down like we do in Yom Kippur. We would get down completely on the floor, that our head and our feet would be completely equal. Because when God's infinite essence is revealed, then we're all like fools. Our minds, our brains are as useless in trying to capture God as our feet are. And therefore, we're all like fools. Our mind and our feet are exactly equal. Just to give a very simple example, imagine there's a room where a brilliant professor is saying a 3-hour lecture. And in that room is a table. And there also happens to be a dog in that room. Somebody brought a dog into that room. So, of course, we understand that a dog is a greater type of creation than the table. A dog is a live animal. It hasn't some kind of intelligence. It's greater than the table. But vis-a-vis what the professor is saying, vis-a-vis the intellect, human intellect, the dog and the table are equidistant. The dog isn't any closer to understanding the professor's lecture than the table is. Because human intellect, intellectual ideas, are qualitatively removed from the dog as they are from the table. Godliness, God's light, is as removed from human intellect as it is from a table and from a dog. human intellect is no closer to comprehending what God really is than what the way a dog or a table comprehends what God is. Whatever we are able to perceive in our mind about God, in and of itself, if our intellectual mind is working in its own way, in its own capacity, without the revelation of Torah, our human intellect can no more reach God than a dog or a table. And that revelation took place in the temple. That was felt in the temple. God's essence was revealed. And hence everyone fell down and prostrated themselves to the extent that their head and their feet were equal. And when Jacob reached that place, that holiest of places where the temple would be built, the ultimate temple being corresponding to him, the only response that possibly could convey the truth, the ultimate truth of God and of that place, is if he would lie down and sleep. Come to that ultimate nullification where one feels that all of one is like a fool before God. And that, of course, is not supposed to make one feel dejected and lowly. The exact opposite. Because if everything is equidistant, everything is foolish before God, everything is completely removed from being able to contain God, we could understand that if God desires to dwell in us, then every single aspect of who we are can be a vessel for the divine, can be a home for God, can be the house of the Lord. You see, because there's no such thing really as a hierarchy vis-a-vis God. And vis-a-vis God's infinite essence, everything is equidistant. And therefore, one can never feel the joy of Chassidus, the Baal Shem Tov stress, to know that in God's infinite essence, there's no hierarchy. And therefore, every single aspect of who we are, every place we go to, every day on our schedule, every different circumstance we're in are equidistant from God. And therefore, we could always be a place that God could dwell. But one condition, as Jacob said when he woke up, Va'anoichi lo yadati, I did not know. I don't try to approach God only with my mind, with understanding. I'm like a fool before God. And if I have that belief, that knowledge, that I'm like a fool before God, I do not know anything really when it comes to God, then all of who we are, everything we are, can be the house of the Lord. And that is the ultimate perfection of reality.